Thunder Bay, the former chief of the Thunder Bay Police Service, is facing several charges following an investigation by the Ontario Provincial Police. The OPP announced in a media release on Friday that 57-year-old Sylvie Hoth has been charged with one count of obstructing a public or peace officer, one count of breach of trust, and two counts of obstruction of justice. According to court documents, it is alleged Hoth made false or misleading statements or statements with material omissions to the Thunder Bay Police Services Board between October 8, 2021, and October 19, 2021. It is further alleged Hoth made false or misleading statements or statements with material omissions to external counsel of the Ontario Civilian Police Commission between November 2021 and June 2022. As Chief of Police, it is alleged Hoth engaged in breach of trust by practicing deception through making false or misleading statements to the Police Services Board and OCPC. The charges come as part of the same investigation that resulted in the former Thunder Bay Police Service in-house lawyer, Holly Walborn, being charged earlier this week, as well as Staff Sergeant Michael Domini last year. Walborn has been charged with obstructing a public or peace officer, breach of trust, and three counts of obstruction of justice. The charges involve allegations she made false or misleading statements to the Thunder Bay Police Services Board, the Ontario Civilian Police Commission, and investigators with the Toronto Police Service. Domini was charged by the OPP late last year with one count of obstruction of justice, two counts of assault, and one count of breach of trust. The investigation was launched in December 2021 at the request of the Ministry of the Attorney General to look into allegations of misconduct by members of the Thunder Bay Police Service. Hoth was first hired as Chief of Police in 2018. In June 2022, she was suspended following the announcement that she would be subject to Police Service Act hearings for allegations of misconduct. The hearings never took place because Hoth retired as Chief in January 2023. Current Chief of the Thunder Bay Police Service, Darcy Fleury, issued a statement Friday afternoon regarding the OPP's investigation. "We welcomed and fully cooperated in the investigation," the statement reads. "It is another step toward resolution of this matter, and our ability to wholly move forward as a police service." Fleury goes on to say that he hopes the result of this investigation does not overshadow the work of members of the Thunder Bay Police Service in the community. "Our members have remained committed and embraced a culture of accountability," Fleury said. "As the justice process is carried out, we will continue our path forward, learning from the past in order to make the most of the future." Thunder Bay Police Services Board Chair Karen Machado also issued a statement on Friday, thanking the OPP for their investigation. "Among other roles, it is our responsibility to create policies to ensure good governance, ask critical questions to ensure the highest standards of policing are being met, and monitor the performance of the Chief of Police," Machado said. Both Chief Fleury and Deputy Chief Hughes have been focused on the implementation of various recommendations, upholding the highest standards of policing, ensuring a healthy work environment, and most importantly, building trust with the community. Both Machado and Fleury will hold a joint media conference on Monday to speak to the investigation and charges. Hoth has been released from custody and her next court date is scheduled for May. Walborn and Domini are also scheduled to make another court appearance in May.